Hello everyone, it's Riddlebox. Sorry it's been so long since I've done a podcast. Today I'm going to tell you about my kind of sort of home DVR setup that I have at the moment. This isn't another show talking about Myth TV. This is a little bit different. The Myth TV project is a great project. I used to use Myth TV until something happened to my Myth TV backend server, and I lost all the tuner cards, which can get very expensive to replace. That's why I looked at another solution, and the solution that I found that works great for me is a program called TED, or Torrent Episode Downloader. It's a Java app that you can download from TED.nu. You just download I think it's a tar.gz file or a zip file, one of the two, and extract that to a folder. I put it in my home directory. You can put it wherever you want. And then you just change directory into that folder, and you issue command java-jar ted.jar space no tray. And no tray is spelled lowercase n-o, capital T-R-A-Y. You hit enter, and the TED interface will come up. And you can basically click on add show. And it will come up with a list of the popular shows, I guess you could say. Or maybe shows that people have put in there that, you know, the TED developers have thought were very good and worthwhile. So you can scroll through it, you can search through a show, you can even add a custom show. And I'll click on 30 Rock here. When you select a show, it even brings up like a TV.com listing of the show, telling the next time it'll air, and you can tell it to just record the next episode, or you can tell it to record the last aired episode, or even custom episode, which is good when you want to, say, get a whole season. You can just go through, select custom episode, and choose the different seasons that it allows. There is an option to download it in HD quality. I don't do it because, you know, the quality is pretty good anyway. It's got extras in the extra folder that you can set up your torrent, you know, how often you want it to search for new episodes, where you want it to download to, how, you know, the torrent, select the most seeders or the ratio you want. I did have an issue where I had to go in. I was getting a lot of files that didn't work, so I had to go in and I had to check do not download files with these extensions: zip, rar, or r01 and r01, and then I select do not download torrents from private trackers, and then I also made sure the automatic episode scheduler was on. And basically this thing runs on a Debian server that I have in my basement. I put Samba on that Debian server, and I set up a guest share, and my Blu-ray players can both read Samba shares. So I just fire up my Blu-ray player, go to my share folder, and I select my episodes. Sometimes they can put them in different folders and stuff, so you have to kind of keep an eye on them. But it is pretty nice. You can just scroll right through them and hit a bunch of them that you want. So it's a very good program. And that's my episode for today. Thank you.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All BinRev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.